Okay, so have you heard the story about three Unity people trying to get into heaven? St. Peter says, I've had it with those Unity folk. They just don't learn their scripture. There are a lot of people who know scripture a lot better than they do. So Jesus says, well, what are you going to do about it? And so St. Peter says, I'm going to give them a test to see if they can get into heaven. If they don't pass, they don't get in. So Jesus says, okay, we'll see what happens. So three Unity people trying to get into heaven. St. Peter says, I'm going to give you a test. And if you pass, you're in. If you don't pass, you're not in to get into heaven. And he said, I'm going to take you each into a soundproof room. At different times, I will ask you each the same question. And so the first one he takes in, he goes, okay, what is the feast of Easter? So you're a Unity person. What would your answer be? Oh, think about that. So this first person is thinking, feast of Easter. Okay. Oh, it's when the pilgrims, in religious persecution, sailed over to America across the ocean, and they were so grateful to God that they had a big celebration, and it was a feast. Okay. Second person came in. St. Peter said, okay, what is the feast of Easter? This is your test to get into heaven. So the second person says, feast of Easter. Scripture. It's got to be scripture. I know. Adam and Eve had the feast of the apple. Third person comes in. And St. Peter says, what is the feast of Easter? What is the feast of Easter? The feast of Easter is when Jesus, after teaching for 3 years, he was accused, tried, betrayed, and crucified. And St. Peter's going, yes, yes. And then when they got to the tomb and they saw the stone had been rolled away and he came out, the story goes that if he saw his shadow, there'd be 6 more weeks of winter. Well, the promise of Easter is not that you have to learn a whole lot of scripture. And the promise of Easter is not that you have to behave according to some rigid rules in order to experience the kingdom that Jesus talked about. The promise of Easter is so much more wonderful than that. The promise of Easter is the promise of freedom. It's the promise of freedom. It's the promise that there is within you a presence and a power in which you live and move and have your being. And this presence and this power lives and moves and has its being in you. And there is no problem that you could ever have, will ever have ever had, or are having now that's greater than this presence within us. And so that's the promise of Easter. You know, so let's take a look today at how we can learn to more effectively bring into our lives this promise of Easter and how we can get greater results in our life and how we can roll away the stone. Let's learn how to roll away any seeming limitations that stand between us and knowing our true identity as the living expression of God. Because that's what we are. Remember, we reflect the image and likeness of God, which is pure, holy, and innocent. You know, and to know that God, right now, in this moment, there is no limits to what we can do and what we can achieve. And so the promise is here. The invitation is for us to step into and claim the promise, to experience the promise in our lives more fully. Would that be okay with you? Good. It would be okay. Now, if we look at the life and the ministry of Jesus, it was an absolutely transformative ministry. The people who came to him to be taught by him, to practice the principles that he taught, people who came for healing, whatever it was, they experienced transformation. That's what they wanted. That's what they came for. That's what they got. But understand that Jesus only taught for 3 years. That's less time than it takes to get a bachelor's degree. Yet his ministry was absolutely transformative. His impact on the world was tremendous. He came here to change the world, to be an opening for love. He came here to help us learn how to release and overcome any obstacles that may be standing before us in our life today. And so let's take a look at the last few days of Jesus and see what it teaches us about overcoming. Because the whole invitation of Easter is to step into this incredible resurrection experience. That's what we're invited into, to rise into what is possible, to rise into a new level of being. The promise of Easter is to see in Jesus the demonstration of what is possible for all of us. And so in Unity, we look at the Bible metaphysically. We don't look at the Bible literally. We look at the places, the characters, the events as part of our unfolding consciousness. We look, you know, to the Bible as a road map, if you will, for our own life. How it can help us. And we need to ask, you know, how is this have meaning? How is this having meaning in my life today, right where I am? And so let's look at the Easter story from this point of view. First of all, there was a betrayal. There was a huge betrayal, and it was his best friend. Jean Houston, in her book, The Search for the Beloved, had a great quote. The real promise of the resurrection is not found in the crucifixion, but in the betrayal. The size of the betrayal determines the greatness of the resurrection. I love that concept, that it's the betrayal that we get to learn life's experiences in. And it's the depth of the betrayal that determines how great we rise up, how great that resurrection experience is. Wow. You know, so what is it in your life right now that is the stone that you need to roll away? Because we each have something that's standing in the way of us being our greatest and most spectacular selves. What is that? Is it a friend who betrayed you? Is it the loss of a job? Is it a marriage or relationship that's ended? You know, maybe an investment gone sour. What is it that is consuming your every waking hour? Because that's what it does, doesn't it? You know, it's what we think about. It's what we talk about all day long. And we need to acknowledge it for what it is. Yes. And then move on. Don't get stuck there. And the next step is crucifixion. That's probably why we hang out in the betrayal for so long, because we don't want to go to the next step. But just know that the crucifixion has the amazing power to transcend, to lift us into a new level of consciousness, to lift us into a new level of living. And note that Jesus was on the cross for 6 hours. When we're on the cross, we stay there for years and years and years. Sometimes people tell me about a painful experience they had as if it just happened. When it happened 20 years ago, they're still on the cross. You know? But let's face it, we're all going to have crucifixions in our life. We're all going to have setbacks. Our heart's going to be shattered once or twice or more. It's going to happen. But it depends on how you look at it, how long you stay there. Remember, the depth of the betrayal determines the greatness of the resurrection. The depth of the betrayal determines the greatness of the resurrection. And so before you have a resurrection, though, you've got to spend some time in the tomb. And if you remember, the week before Holy Week, Jesus went to Bethany when he heard his best friend Lazarus had died. And he said to the disciples, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. Let's go wake him up. See, he didn't see death. He saw that, you know, Lazarus had just fallen into a deep sleep. And don't we sometimes do that? we kind of fall asleep to our spiritual self and to who we are. And we need to wake ourselves up. Well, Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of this Unity movement, this is what he believed. I think it's very interesting. He believed that Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days in the silence, in direct connection with God. And it was here, he believed, that Jesus raised the vibrational level of his body so high that every cell in his body became so electrified that he became this body of light. It was like this little mini atomic explosion. And he blew open the tomb and the stone was rolled away. Now, Jesus didn't need this physical body. He aligned so perfectly with pure being that he blasted out of this human form. He even said to his disciples, he said, you know, destroy this temple. And he meant this body temple. But you can never, ever destroy the truth of who I am. You can never touch my true essence. You know, what a powerful lesson that is, to know that you can never destroy the truth of who you are. It's impossible. And you can never touch that true essence that is within you, that can never be touched. And if we can only get this, if we can only understand that we must stay in our divine essence, and if we understand and remember why we've come here to be love and expression, and just remember those two things, stay in your divine essence and remember that you're love and expression. Can you imagine how much more fun life would be to go through? You know, if you just stay there, then everything will come, you know, what more could you want? When you're loving and when you remember who you are, no one can ever, nothing that happens out in the world out there can ever touch you, because you stand firm in knowing who you are. And to me, I believe that's resurrection. And so we have this wonderful promise of Easter, that within us there is something so powerful that it will change everything, that it will lift us above all earthly human limitations, that whatever's going on in our life, there's a power within us to roll any stone that might be in front of us. You know, it doesn't matter. The power and the presence within you is greater than anything you'll ever face in life. And this power can roll away any size stone, whether it be a little pebble, a rock, a stone, a great big boulder. This power within you will roll away anything that stands before you. And that's the promise of Easter. And so there are two great symbols of Easter that I want to leave you with today. And the first one is one of my favorites, the butterfly. Great symbol of transformation. I love this, a monarch butterfly. Now, I think it's interesting, though, that the caterpillar knows when it's time. It builds itself a cocoon, its own coffin, and dies to its old form. And then all of a sudden, at one point, new life begins to emerge. And the butterfly begins to exercise its wings and begins to push and struggle and stretch to break free. And the interesting part is that struggle is absolutely necessary for the butterfly to develop its wings. If you were to cut open a cocoon to help the poor little butterfly, one of two things would happen. The wings would either be deformed because it wasn't struggling and pushing, or the butterfly would die. And so here we have this butterfly that knows when it's time to let go of its old form, take on a new form, and then come out of its cocoon, spread its wings, and flies into a whole new life experience. Richard Bach, in his book Illusion, says, what the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls the butterfly. Fabulous, great example of transformation. The second great symbol of Easter is the cross. Now, Unity people usually run from the cross. But it's a wonderful symbol. And here we have, you can't see the bottom of it, but I love this cross with the heart in the middle. Because let's metaphysically look at the cross. It's a great symbol also of transformation. Because what the cross tells us is that this horizontal bar reminds us of our this earthly journey, this human experience with the ups and downs and the joys and the sorrows and the challenges and the good times. It's our earthly walk. But the cross also reminds us that we're not just a human being. We are also a spiritual being. And that's what the vertical bar represents. It's that place where the infinite all goodness of God intersects us with wisdom and strength for whatever it is in our life that we need. And so whatever you're walking through in this earthly existence, the infinite all goodness of God intersects us in the heart, in the area of the heart. Isn't that interesting? And here in the heart, you've got all the answers you need. You've got all the steps you need to take. You have whatever you need in the now moment. And so love and light flows through us and shines through us in the area of the heart. And that's what the cross symbolizes. It's the intersection of the human existence with the divine flow of spirit vertically. Isn't that a great symbol? So knowing that whatever you walk through in your life, no matter what is going on, whatever you have to let go of, the invitation today, on this day of resurrection, on this day of transformation, the invitation today is roll away the stone. And so I wish you a glorious and a wonderful happy Easter. Thank you.